Awesome scenes after the fourth test. The Aussies have recaptured the Ashes. One game to go, but it doesn't matter from here on in because we've got what we came there to get in the first place, and that is to beat England in the series and hold the Ashes. Peter Siddle has been an enormous part of it. And Sids, thanks for joining us this morning. I imagine it's been a fairly good couple of days for the group.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's been good fun. We've had, it's been good to celebrate. And like you said, it was about coming over here and winning the Ashes. So we've done that. We've retained them. But as a group, we set out to actually win the Ashes. So everyone's looking forward to this last match. And hopefully, getting another win here and being able to say that we won the Ashes 3-1.
In terms of the celebrations, we're only going off the pictures that we're seeing back here, obviously. Marcus Harris, best on ground?
Yeah, Marcus Harris played pretty well. Matthew Wade was pretty good himself. I think the two boys that looked after Chompers out there on the middle of the pitch, and Travis Head probably just behind him, the three little amigos, they love spending time together, and they definitely gave Chompers a good working over.
What does this Ashes mean to you, Pete? We'll talk about the squad as a whole, but for you personally to be involved in something like this, what does it mean to you?
It's everything, I think. As a kid growing up, the first thing was obviously to get the baggy green, and after that it was just to play an Ashes series and win Ashes series. And this is my fourth series over here in England. I'd lost the first three, so this time round it was... This is going to be my last shot at having a crack over in England in an Ashes series. So I want to make the most of it. And to win that, it's definitely going to be probably the greatest memory of playing Test cricket for Australia. We'll definitely come back to this moment, this group of guys. And like I said, if we can finish it off this week and get a 3-1, I think it's going to be a great story that's going to be told for a long time.
As much been spoken about a squad mentality, because players, and you're one of them, that have moved in and out depending on what we've needed for conditions and team balance, all that sort of stuff. Was that spoken about before the start of the series, that you would need to basically work together as a group of 15 or 16?
Yeah, it was. I think initially, that even when we came together as a group of 25 down in Southampton to play the practice match, Oz v Oz, big selection shootout. It was all about the team mentality then, and I think everyone brought into it. Even in that trial game, we all spoke of the plan going forward, how we're going to play the game, how we're going to win the game over here. And I think all throughout the series, the blokes stood up. They've been, even the ones that have missed out early on, haven't shown disappointment towards the team or their teammates. They might be feeling it, but how they've presented to the group has been about, the team and doing everything they can. So I remember telling the boys before the first test that there is a good, we've got a good strong group. So whoever does get selected, make sure you just leave everything out there on the field, because we've got an unbelievable backup of players to come in for the next match. So if need be, we need to rest blokes, we need to bring blokes in. But there's plenty on standby to do that, and I think that's, it's been shown throughout this series that has worked.
Hey Pete, you've been associated with the Australian team for a long time now. You've toured many times with the group, with the Australian team before. Have you found something different about this group that hasn't existed before?
Yeah, I did. I think I was chatting before. It's been 11 years I've been touring now with the Australian team, and I think, I've played with some great players. I've played with a lot of different players in that time. But the feel I get with this group is, it is a lot closer than probably previous teams I've played with. I think, everyone came over here determined to, try and break the history of what had happened over here. It's been 18 years since we won the series. So I think everyone set on that one goal, wanting to perform, wanting to do it for the team. And similar to with the rotation and the selection and all that throughout the series, that everyone's just, been all about the one goal, and that's about winning it as a team. And I think, it's been enjoyable. We've had a lot of fun together. It's been a strong group, and I think that's coming out in the way we're playing the game.
I'm sure you'd love to be playing every test, Sids, but you've had a fairly good seat to sit back and watch the Steve Smith show in this series. It's been pretty unbelievable.
No, it has. I think I've been lucky enough to play with some of the greats of Australian cricket over the years, but I think it's fair to say now that he's probably going to be the greatest player that I ever stepped on the field with. And yeah, like in the first test, I actually got the opportunity to bat with him at a crucial time in that test match and spend a lot of time out in the middle with him. And yeah, how he's gone about it, to obviously he's come out of a year off international cricket and to step straight back in the way he has at the level that he left it in. I think that shows what an amazing player he is. And yeah, and there's still plenty more to come. So I'm actually looking forward to, yeah, to witnessing that. But at the moment, yeah, just loving obviously having him on the side. But yeah, being able to have front row seat to watch him go about it.
Hey, Peter, you know, when you're out there in the middle, and you did spend a lot of time out there in the middle with him, is he right into his own batting, or was he really aware of where you're at out there in the middle with him?
Yeah, he's definitely aware of where you're at, but everyone talks about it once you've got that opportunity to bat with him, and he just goes into a totally different zone that you've never seen before. And I think, you hear about the really great players always talk about this, being in the zone and being in a different level than everyone else. And yeah, you see that with him out there. He plays the game totally different. He looks like he's got far more time than anyone else. So it is pretty amazing to stand at the other end and just watch him do it with ease. It's very exciting to, yeah, just witness it firsthand and actually say that, yeah, I've been a part of, watching one of the greatest ever play.
You bowled him in the nets. Have you noticed anything there that you might be able to exploit if you were to be one of the English bowlers?
I might tell you that in about a week's time.
You found something.
So if we chat next week, I'm happy to let you know how I get him out if I play him in a Shield game back home this season. But at the moment, I'll keep tight-lipped on that one. But I think they've tried everything. I don't think they in their meeting. I could not see them, coming up with another idea or plan on how to get him out. I think it's just going to come down to him getting himself out.
Have you ever bowled at someone like that?
That's pretty much. I think, Sachin Tendulkar and Virat Kohli at different times when I've played them have been like that. But other than those two, there's not many more players that you could say that you've played at and you are lost for ideas on how to get him out. I think, it's just... Yeah, they're once in a lifetime, and we're lucky to be witnessing it right now.
Having listened to some of the other players already this week talk about the Ashes victory, but also the fact that everybody wants to finish this series off, so the job's not over yet.
No, it's not. I think, obviously, the goal is always when you go over, like I said, I wanted to win an Ashes series. Yes, I've retained the Ashes, and we'll be able to celebrate we've retained them, and we will hold on to those until the next series. But the story that can be told and the memories that we'll have down the track if we win this series, actually 3-1, or even if it's you don't want to say it, but even if it's a draw and the series is 1-2-1, you get a legitimate win in the series. I think, the memories, the stories and the fun times that we'll have celebrating this down the track, I think, they'll definitely outweigh just being able to say you retained it.
And as cricket fans, you've provided us so much joy in the last 6 weeks, Sid. So we thank you and good luck in the final test.
No, thank you very much, guys. And from me and all the team over here, we just want to say thanks to all the support and everything from back home. It's been amazing. We've loved it, the messages and everything from family, friends, spectators, whoever has been on the back of us and following. We thank you.